do you do
it's
that?
It's just me slurring.
That's how I imagine just it.
Wildly rambling on and on.
Let me perhaps turn this a little.
Yeah, so you can show the arm a little bit more.
No, so get I can angle. Get the TV easier.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to out-angle.
So people know that
a little more.
I go for the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Unless they're in the Super Bowl, it's the third quarter, and they're getting blown out by the Falcons, then I accept they're going to lose. The Falcons are going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But then they don't. Yep. So what am I, a traitor? A traitor to my own people in all fronts.
Now you know how Benedict Arnold feels.
Man, fuck Benedict Arnold.
Yep.
Little nappy ass bitch. So, a lot has happened.
So much.
So much has happened.
I mean, I can barely keep track of it all.
Derek Chauvin sentenced.
Oh, yeah.
To 20-something years in prison.
Are we diving right into it? To the hard-hitting topics?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Do you think that was a just sentence?
No.
What do you think? Do you think he should have gotten more?
Mm-hmm.
You think he should have gotten more?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? What do you think he should have gotten?
25 to life.
Well, I mean, he did get, what, like 22, 26 years?
Yeah, but he can still get parole. Like,
he's going to get parole regardless. On 25 to life, he's going to get parole as well.
Well,
I think the average... I don't
know what the earliest possible is.
I think average sentence a murderer spends is only like, I think, 7 years in prison or something. I read that statistics one time.
Wow.
My mom told me there was a lot of people in prison. They got out after like, you know, 6 years for murder.
That's not very long at all.
So, no, it's not. You know.
Yeah. I mean, Martha Stewart almost did that long.
Not quite. So, the judge, you know, he gave an eloquent soliloquy before he read his thing, and you know, it's definitely maybe it's not what it should be. Maybe it is. I don't know, but they could have fucked up a lot worse and give him like 10 years or something.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm glad that didn't happen.
Right. But we shouldn't be cheering for, like, bare minimums, you know?
Well, I would compare, try to, you know, I don't know. Is that, I bet a lot of equivalent crimes could be, you know, worth life without parole. I don't know how Minnesota works, though. You know, I don't know how, you know, all states are different. Who knows?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, a lot of people don't murder someone on camera either. So they consider what he did murder, and it was on camera, so he was fucked.
Right.
So that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, it's... Yep.
I got a newsletter, and it said that the coronavirus officially has ended. It has ended.
Oh, good.
We're not wearing masks in stores anymore.
Yeah. Who sent you that?
Joel
Osteen?
I just kind of discovered it out on my own.
Oh.
The majority of people are not wearing masks anymore.
Mm.
So I'm okay with not wearing a mask anymore.
Okay.
You know, so... but I'm taking a risk. I could get it.
Yeah.
It could kill me. Right before my death, I'm going to say to you, Mike, I took a risk. Man, don't get fucking coronavirus. I'll tell you right now. But... You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm accepting that risk.
But that's also, I think my biggest beef with people who are like, you know, anti-maskers and stuff like that is they're like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to let my, you know, I'm just not going to do it because I think my immune system can handle it. And my immune system this and my immune system that. And like, I don't think it's going to kill me. And they don't realize, this isn't about you, motherfucker. This is about people that you come in contact with. Because your ass might be a carrier. You might have it asymptomatically. And you might pass it on. And the funny thing is all these people who tend to sling to the more conservative side of the coin, unsurprisingly, are like only thinking about themselves. they don't think about other people that they affect. Sure. And so that was the whole thing. That was the whole point of masks in the first place. Is it's never about the individual. Well, it's about what the individual. The
thing with masks is that they do work. They reduce transmission.
Right.
Of an airborne disease.
Right.
I think it's been proven scientifically. Where I'm at the point where I feel like, you know, I'm not against wearing them. If they're required, I'll wear it.
Yeah. You know, I hate doing it, but I'll do it.
But, you know, there is like, you know, there are limits to it, in my opinion, that I will go to. But, you know, again, I am, by going out during a pandemic, I am accepting responsibility that I could get sick and that, you know, and I might have to tell someone when I meet them, if I see them routinely. I have not gotten the vaccine and I am not wearing a mask. I'll tell them that.
Yeah.
If they ask. And it hasn't seemed to be a problem.
Well, I mean, I think we're in a different position now than we were, you know, a year ago.
I agree.
But
that being said, I have had it.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, you know,
there's at least one variant that you should not be able to get again.
Well, that's great. And even if, you know, I do get it, you know, I don't see a lot of strangers, and I don't see a lot of old people, and I don't see a lot, you know, I see the same core group of people all the time.
Yeah.
And plus, the vaccine, probably, I don't want to get sick, and I don't want to cause an issue with my skin.
Okay.
You know, because... So, and I really am a little nervous about that vaccine, to be honest with you, compared to others.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard so much, and I haven't had time to track each thing I hear down, but I just hear a lot of different things that logically make sense to me, but I don't really fucking know.
Like what?
You know, increases the chance of blood clots.
Okay.
So
does any vaccine, though.
Does it?
Yeah. It was not significantly higher. Then I think it's like in line with what they're likely to get any other vaccine. So, yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, and you know, how much, you know, the older you are, I would assume the higher chance for blood clots you would have.
Yeah.
So if you're older and getting a vaccine, you know.
Yeah. I mean, but maybe they have different protocols. Maybe they prescribe Coumadin for a week or something. After that, I don't know.
No idea. I don't think so, but
they might.
So, and we've known multiple people to have bad, very bad end result of the coronavirus.
Yep.
Some people to die.
Yeah.
A
friend of the podcast who was a guest.
A person who was on this podcast died.
Yeah.
And yes, he had a lot of
morbidities,
but so do a lot of Americans.
Right.
So do a lot of people in general. So, you know, if it could take him out, it could take you out. So, you know, if you have some comorbidities, morbidities.
Yep.
Skin issue is going great. It's an autoimmune disease. So that's all there is to that.
Yeah.
I feel like my skin does look much better. Luckily, yeah. This last run and I had, it didn't affect my face very much. But, you know, between all the medicine and stuff, it's really, I feel much better. The first night I was over here when Grant and Joe moved, I was in miserable pain. That was awful. I've never been out in public in that uncomfortable. And I think my ibuprofen ran off is what happened. And it really did a good job. Ibuprofen does a great job to shrink cyst.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. But the shit you learn.
Yeah. When you're in the biz.
Yeah. The biz of getting bullshit diseases.
Yep.
But I feel like, you know, I'm on the mend. I feel like it's probably going to take about 3 weeks to be able to train consistently, because after especially like a chest day or a dynamic speed day or something, or a back day, my shoulder's really tight.
Yep.
And I just, the next day, it's not going to be ready to go. And though it would loosen up if I did a workout the next day, I don't want to overstrain it. You know, the more hurt something is, the more longer it takes for recovery.
Of course, yeah.
I've had to learn that the hard way. You know, I was talking to a client tonight, and we ran into a problem where he wasn't possibly going to be able to dedicate as much time to training. And he's on a 5 days a week program right now.
Yeah.
And so he wanted to shorten a couple of the workouts and then add on to the ones that he would, on the days that he would have more time. Sure.
Yeah.
So I recommended that instead of doing that, you spread your 5 days in a week out to like 10 days. You know, so you have 10 days to do the 5 days.
Okay.
Instead of 7 or 12 days. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And that, I find that that works much better than trying to take away from one day, add to another day, because you get diminishing returns.
Right. And instead you're just adding more rests.
Exactly.
More rest days.
So that's what we're going to go with. It's
a smart idea.
And that's what we were doing for a while.
Yeah, I guess I forgot that that's what we were doing, but like, yeah, it
does. And it was working pretty damn well for mm-hmm. me. It was kind of the sweet spot, 10 days.
Although I don't think we had it was 10 days to do 7 workouts, I thought, or 8. Wasn't it?
It wasn't 5. It was 10 to do 6.
Maybe it was 6, you're right.
It was 10 to do 6.
But I think that was that before last December's meet?
Yes.
So there's a pretty high intensity component to that.
Yeah. For sure there was. But anybody could do that.
Yeah.
You sure? It's easier than a 5 and 7 days. Or a 6
yeah,
and 7 days.
Yeah, that's just, yeah. That's so much. There's a time where enough is enough.
Especially when you're not just doing biceps.
Yeah.
You know, your body's got to recover. And mm-hmm. you're just breaking it down prematurely over and over again. You're just going to get hurt. And we don't want to get hurt.
No. We want to be healthier and happier, like Alex says we are right now.
Bingo. Matthew Boutros, a long-time listener.
Yeah.
Actually, not that long. He hadn't been on since, he's probably the last 15% he's jumped on, maybe.
Okay.
Would you agree with that?
Sure.
10% maybe.
Okay.
He said something on his Facebook about, I think he's going through some stuff.
Really?
Yeah, but I forgot what he said. But I just remember thinking, poor Alex. And now he's not here. I hope he's okay. It's Alex Boutros, right? That's his name?
Matthew
Boutros. Maybe this is another Boutros.
Well, that's Alex up there. Is that who you're thinking of?
It could be. I could have jumbled it up. It could be. I think it is Matthew that is the Facebook person as well.
Something like that.
So I think it's the same person. But yeah. Oh, there he is right there.
Long time listener, first time commenter. Just kidding. That's not true either. You remember that from the radio shows? Long time listener, first time caller?
Yeah, of course. I still listen to radio shows.
You do?
I listen to 92.9 The Game in the car, and I really like Dukes and Bell. But Randy and Andy is really good. They're the 10 to 2 show.
Oh.
And then the 2
I don't
to...
listen to that.
Well, that's okay. You don't have to.
I only know you guys from IG.
That's great.
That sounds like privilege. Needs to be able to comfort you yet.
So how has your training been going? Summarize it. To me, as your coach, and to the listeners out there, as someone who is an 800-plus squatter and is...
Well, I don't know if I can do that now.
...that you are. You don't know that.
Well, I don't think I could.
With 4 weeks of preparation.
Maybe I could. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. I feel like it's been so long since I've done, like, regular squats that it's hard to know.
Well, we're getting there.
I know. I can tell you, though, that when we were doing it with the Buffalo bar,
yeah,
that shit was putting my stress on my back in places that my back has not had stress.
Well, perhaps you were not bracing hard enough.
I don't think I was bracing completely in the right places.
Out.
No, but so I can, but I can do it, like, focus it where it's just down here.
Yeah.
Versus, like, middle or higher.
Okay.
Like, I can, versus, like,
what about out on the sides and the obliques?
I don't think I ever tried to do that. Maybe, well, I need to.
Maybe you need to.
We're going to do this on
the camera. And also, your spinal erectors.
I probably do that already.
All of them. I feel like bracing is such a tricky thing. Until you master it.
And how do you brace your fucking spine? I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to hold my breath like a psychopath until... You know what's the best part? The best part of weightlifting is, like, when you're doing a heavy weight, particularly on a squat, and your blood pressure goes up to 1,000, and, like, you just start seeing spots everywhere.
Yeah.
And then in your nose, it feels like you got a bunch of water up your nose.
Right.
Because your sinuses are all jacked up from your
blood pressure. But you have to hold your breath. That's the best part. Time,
oh, I know, or else you'd die.
Right.
But or else your back will hurt really bad.
Is something that the listeners need to listen to.
Yeah.
You have to hold your breath and brace throughout the lift.
Yeah.
Until you come back to the top of the lift.
Right.
Or you will fail.
Yes.
You know, you have to have that, you have to be able, to be a good power lifter is to be able to maintain that breath and brace under load for an extended period of time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because rarely is a lift just like, whoosh, happened real quick.
Right.
You know, you only see, like, the best of the best doing it, and they've been doing it for a long time. They've kind of mastered it, you know. It's not the way you learn it, I don't think. You know, you have some freaks of nature, but there's... The freaks of nature, guess what? They've been doing it a long time, too.
Yeah, that's true. Something similar. You should, if you were to sell apparel... On your Sleep Strength brand, I feel like probably your number one shirt, like your shirt should say something like, breath control is powerlifting.
Maybe.
Or the other way around. Powerlifting is breath control.
Perhaps. I think it's quite therapeutic, especially when you're doing your bodybuilding.
What?
You know, breath control.
Oh.
You know, once you learn breath control, your bodybuilding, you really get to squeeze. You know, I got such a good shoulder and arm pump today.
Good.
It was sick nasty. I'm excited to see. So, you know, in our system, there are two versions of each day that you can choose from.
Yeah. Why do we use the conjugate system anyway?
Because it's so versatile.
Oh.
And you can change things. But still have a full system in place, but you can change things based on variables that pop up and variables that change in your life.
Yeah.
And in training. And once when you get to a certain point, you're going to have to be able to change.
Right.
The same thing if you want constant progress or near constant progress is you have got to change variables around. You know, we change a lot of variables around, number one, because as we get stronger, you know, we want to stay injury-free. So once you start acquiring a skill to do an exercise, after a couple weeks at this point, you could get probably too strong and you could hurt yourself with bad technique.
Yeah.
Once you get comfortable with that exercise, after 2 weeks, you've gotten comfortable and we're moving on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and it's different stimulus. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a lot of reasons we use the conjugate system. You know, we mix the repetition method, you know, and it's bodybuilding is another word in conjugate world for the repetition effort method,
which is
bodybuilding. You know, and
is that REM?
I don't know.
Repetition effort method?
I don't know about that. But, you know, we take it maybe another step further, and they might take it, you know, the best at Westside probably took it a step two, I'd like to think, and Louis would advocate for it, but really quality reps.
Yeah.
You know, which I have learned how to do and honed in on due to necessity, because or I would get hurt, I would aggravate an injury.
Right.
But if you use, the better your technique is, the less your chance for injury. You know, and to build muscle is all about time under tension and breaking down those muscle fibers.
Yeah.
So we want to stress the fibers, and so we want good, slow, controlled reps. We do a bit of an explosive movement, you know, on the concentric, but on the eccentric, we really slow it down.
Yeah.
And sometimes we do a hold maybe for 1 second.
That's what I do.
Long rep. We're really getting a lot of damage in there, a lot of time under tension.
Yeah.
We're never quite going off tension.
Yeah.
You know, but we're not doing a lot of completely off, completely on tension. And, you know, I think that's going to be help the joints in the long run. You got cables are great to train with. I love training cables.
I do too. I think they're, I love them.
So, you know, and the more muscle you have, number one, the more potential for force production you have.
Yep.
And probably the healthier you will be. If, like, all the bodybuilding kept my range of motion and my muscles strong enough to compensate for my shoulder injury for years. And when I reduced my bodybuilding, I started running to a lot of problems. Now, there are other factors in play, but reducing the bodybuilding was one of the factors that was definitely a mistake.
Mm.
So I went from, you know, bodybuilding to predominantly powerlifting, and I did do a mix for a while, in the, you know, but I quickly moved over primarily to more powerlifting, probably, especially the less time I had to train, you know, going through all the things that I've gone through. When I have went in the gym, I've been more focused on powerlifting because that's the main focus. Time isn't there necessarily, or the body's not there to do the bodybuilding also. Mm. But the bodybuilding really is key to build your base.
Sure.
So I think
you're right. I mean, that's all I did for my first, I mean, way long before I competed.
And look at you. You know, you were squatting over 600 when you came to me.
Yeah.
So, but that's pretty damn good. Repping over 600. Exactly. So, and upper body, as you've seen, you know, is about upper body development.
Yeah.
I know lots of bodybuilders that can rep. I know lots of bodybuilders that are 220 that can rep or lower that can rep 495 on bench.
Crazy.
But that's pretty hard to get to in a powerlifting meet.
Yeah.
And it's all about, you know, upper body development.
Sure.
And especially for me, is I have to keep up with it or my shoulder will start to basically go deteriorate.
Basically.
Atrophy. I mean, you name it. Everything. Tighten up. Just nothing but bad things. I have to do, the bodybuilding is like physical therapy for my shoulder. You know, that's exactly what it is. Good bodybuilding training is the best physical therapy you can do if you're trying to lift again. If you get into an injury, you need to approach it like a bodybuilder if you're a powerlifter and gradually build your way back, but really master speed. You know, my reps are very slow.
Yeah.
You know, especially on arms. You know, master lighter weights, build the mind-muscle connection, work on your breathing at much lower stakes than a heavy squat. You know, if you're just doing the curl, you fuck up on that, you're not going to fuck up your back for 2 days. You fuck up on a heavy squat, you're going to be fucked for a little while. You know, so the stakes are much less. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah.
Less likely for it to go wrong. We have a lot. If you could add a fourth exercise to a powerlifting meet, what would it be? I don't mind.
I mean, it would probably be overhead press, but I would like it to be curls.
Well, yeah, because they already do that in
some meets. They do, in Russian, WRPF.
And to my knowledge, no meets do No federations do overhead press.
If you don't have a beard, do you even lift?
Bro. Favorite biceps and triceps exercise?
I like a lot of cables. But, you know, I like, you know, some sort of dip machine variation, plate loaded or cable. You know, the more cables, like seated cable tricep extensions are great. You know,
I love that.
Nose breakers with an easy bar are good. You don't want to go too heavy too long where you'll get tendonitis, and you really don't have to go that heavy on it.
Yeah.
If you start getting strong enough where you're going real heavy on nose breakers or skull crushers, then you need to switch exercises. You know, easy bar curls, you know, dumbbell curls, seated and standing. Everything you can do seated or standing. It just depends how you're feeling that day.
Right.
What you'll be able to focus on the muscle better on. You know, any type of rope exercise, you know, dumbbell.
Yeah. I really like the single rope kickbacks.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that, I get like
the actual kickback where you're bent over.
Yeah, where you just go like that. Yeah. That is, that, I feel like I get the most full, like, tricep activation on that than anything. And even though it's not a lot of weight.
To do it with a rope is great. To do it with a dumbbell is almost a complete waste of time, in my opinion.
I don't like
that. I used to do a lot of dumbbell tricep extensions, and then I would go two-arm dumbbell tricep extensions. I got up to probably 120s.
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore.
I can't either. I can't reach.
But
give myself a goddamn concussion.
You know, preacher curl machine has never been my favorite just because my arms, for some reason, but it's great. I love those. Those cable machines at LA, the are they free motion? What are they?
I think so, yeah.
Those are great. You know, any sort of Nautilus machines are great.
Yeah.
Or Matrix. You know, I love any types of machines are great to use. You know, I like to use machines and free weights. You know, use everything that there is. Always switch up the variables.
Don't be complacent.
Triceps, you know, close grip benches.
Oh, I thought we were talking about triceps.
I guess we're talking about both, but yeah. I was talking about more biceps.
Okay.
You know, close grip benches. You know, I used to do three exercises for triceps, three for biceps, and then one brachialis exercise. Per workout, or one forearm exercise per workout. So it's seven exercises. And I feel like that got pretty good results. Plus, you know, you're doing chest again on Monday, and you're doing triceps again, basically, with all the benching you're doing.
Right.
Which is equivalent, you know, to our dynamic speed day for upper body.
Sure.
So
yeah, we go pretty narrow on a couple of the sets.
So you can see how these days can be interchangeable.
Right.
Again, depending on how you feel, you know, basically you would always be okay to do the powerlifting 4 days compared to sometimes my body might not allow it. So I need to swap out the max effort method with the repetition method. So.
I don't know what's going on in the chat. do you think that lat pull downs are still the most efficient way to train lats or like pullovers?
Lat pull downs. I really struggle with lat pull downs because of my rotator cuff tear, but I think they're good. You know, people do them way too heavy and they use way too much bicep when they do them. I really like supported chins or pull-ups on the machine that you're able to put your knees on, and it takes a little weight off of you. That way you do quality reps.
I agree.
And then you could work your way up to doing body weight. But especially when you're 260 plus, you know, it can start to get hard. If you have an injury, there's a lot of variables that go into it. 10 biceps, in my opinion, can't handle as many reps as triceps. So usually around 10 reps, my biceps on any given exercise is starting to basically give out. Triceps can handle a lot more reps, in my opinion, from my observation.
Yeah.
How many roid shots? All of them. Your mom gives them to me. Oh. Those are some tight pants.
Good one there.
Yes, they are tight pants.
Brought to you by
8-Man and the New England Patriots.
Although the Patriots have no role in your pants.
I wore them because of the shirt.
Vintage Tom Brady.
Because I wanted to match. I like the red.
That happens in your pants.
Huh?
I said only when you think about vintage Tom Brady, then the Patriots do something in your pants.
Wow, I love Tom Brady.
Oh, look at Alex.
Yeah. It's having an arms day once per week. I did a one arm day a week every Friday for about 7 years straight, and my bench was pretty good from an early age, so I believe that it is effective. Mm. You know, can you also do other splits? Yes, you can. I really like the arm pump. You know, the pump you
get. It is really nice.
From training arms. The feedback really is great. Focus on it. You know, yeah. Tricep is mostly, bench is mostly triceps. So, you know, people, they don't perhaps, especially powerlifters, approach their arms with the same attention to detail that a bodybuilder would.
Mm.
I know that's why I approached my arms the way I did. And I would say that they really helped with my bench. And most importantly, training upper back, training your back. I always had a back day ever since I was probably a junior in high school.
That's good.
Maybe a senior, but at first I'd have a back day when I was working out of school still. But I started following, you know, bodybuilders and doing research on them, and they all had a back day, so it seemed like you should give back its own day, and I still agree to that to this day. I mean, think about it. You have your whole backside of your upper body, and you're trying to throw it on some bullshit at the end of some other workouts. It's just not going to work out.
There's a lot of things flying in. Why do powerlifters not do more box squats? I think the good ones should and do.
The good ones do. If you look at a lot of powerlifters, they're like Dan Bell probably, you know, I see a lot of people, they're switching out all sorts of variations of exercises. They're using box squats, SSB bar, high bar, low bar. They're doing variations. A lot of them are. Yuri Belkin is not doing a lot of variations.
Right.
Okay, he can get away with it. Good for him.
That's just the way he works.
That's not, you know, that is a much, much longer specialized road to take.
Sure.
Not to say it's impossible, but it's a longer specialized road.
Yeah.
What's
the worst, best powerlifter stereotypes you've heard? I don't know. Stereotypes.
That they're fat. That can be true quite often.
That's true for me. 308.
They're lazy.
True, also. I'm waiting for a lie. Is this two truths and a lie?
They are. They have. They're aggressive. You're not necessarily aggressive. I don't know. There's a few of them. I avoided being called a powerlifter for many years.
Yeah.
Before I actually got into it, because I associated it with, you know, a lot of powerlifters that I had known in personal experience from, like, a Gold's Gym, where they're just basically chubby, lazy guys that don't want to do all the things that go into, you know, living that life. They just want to do a little bit of it, be fat, you know, not that strong, but they call themselves powerlifter because, you know, it's a title they can put on themselves. Right. I never wanted the title powerlifter or bodybuilder originally. Until you actually are officially that title. You're just training because you fucking like to train. You're training to do this shit one
day.
Just, you know, so. What do powerlifters not look like? They work out because their nutrition is sometimes dog shit, and sometimes they don't do a lot of bodybuilding exercises. But usually, the strongest ones do a lot of bodybuilding exercises.
Yes.
So, how often should I take it on my back? How?
I don't know.
That question is making me uncomfortable, Mike.
I don't understand what that's
that question is making me feel very uncomfortable.
Okay.
I would say you want to do one back day a week.
Was your workout fighting one non-Patriot fan a day?
People don't say shit to me except that they think I played for the Patriots. Mm. One time at Gold's Gym in Lawrenceville, I met this guy. He was from Gwinnett County, went to high school in the area, but he was on the Patriots Super Bowl team when they beat the Seahawks.
Okay.
But he was no longer in the league. He was on the practice squad.
Okay.
And we started talking at the gym. He was a cool guy. And I looked him up and everything was legit. Patriots blow. Sounds like you lift all the bars, but you can spit them. Who are these people? I don't know. Patriots fans are just Tampa fans in denial.
Ooh.
I am a Patriots fan. I'm a Tom Brady fan, and therefore I will root for Tom Brady to do well. And I like a lot of the players that play for Tampa Bay. You know, Rob Gronkowski, one of the best tight ends of all time. You know, how could you not like him?
Yeah.
He played for the Patriots. You got Tom. You got Leonard Fournette, who is questionable intelligence, but a really good player.
Okay, sure.
How could you not like him?
Yeah.
You got, Mike Evans. He's a great wide receiver.
Yeah.
You've got a very talented team. So, the defense, you know, I can go on and on. Lavonte David, you know, great linebacker. They got the other, Devin Bush, great linebacker. They got a lot of great players, okay? I definitely am rooting for Tampa. Atlanta... probably not going to. I'd love to see Atlanta make a run because they've most likely got two more years with Matt Ryan.
Right.
So I'd love to see some good stuff from them.
It's zero more with Julio.
I keep seeing fucking posts of Julio at Titans training practice in the like summer practice, you know, catching balls, jumping up in the air, one-handed them. I never saw shit when he played for the Falcons. I never saw jack shit.
I'm excited to see him play with Ryan Tannehill.
Probably, I don't know. I mean, he's excited about a lot of stuff, it would seem like. Mm. You know, he's got, you know, other good receivers he's playing with. They have a pretty good offensive line, I believe. They got Derrick Henry.
Yeah, that's a pretty good way to establish the passing game is a running game like that.
And if they double you, those other players are going to tear you apart. And if they don't double you, you're going to fuck them. So it's a win-win for Julio, unless Ryan Tannehill is incompetent because either his own skill or the Titans' offensive line does not block for him properly.
Yeah, I think that's a lot.
Those are the two people that really matter the most in the situation. Do I think deadlifts are back day or leg day? Deadlifts are leg day, in my opinion. It's primarily a glute exercise, okay, and core. So it's really whole body. I would rather do like a posterior chain day if I was doing bodybuilding. And I wanted to deadlift, I would do a posterior chain day.
I used to do that, actually.
Yeah, like glutes and hamstrings and calves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's see. I heard a lot of powerlifters are made. They are maids. They are made, like Minute Maid.
Mad.
They are mad.
What is this?
How many ice dragons to kiss? Okay. Damn, Sean Colomio. Hawks in five.
Sure.
Fuck it. Let's say Hawks in five. Would they're up 1-0, nice. Right?
No, was they're there? Tied 1-1.
They're tied 1-1.
Yeah, they tied the...
Oh!
I got the shit kicked out of them.
Oh... I don't think I can go Hawks in five. Hawks in six.
Have one away? Have one in Philly? Why not?
I don't know. Do we like Trae Young? Yes, we do. As a villain, is Trae Young a villain?
He is.
I don't think certain, he is.
Well, to certain teams. Because he's been very self-confident, we'll say.
I love that.
He has
self-confident reactions to his actions.
Yes.
Not the other way around.
Right.
Trae Young has really impressed me. Is he the new Reggie Miller? Reggie Miller was a dick of a guy, I think a lot of people would say. I don't know that Trae Young is probably a dick of a guy.
I don't think he is. I just think he knows.
I love some celebration when you do something awesome. So, Trae Young, yes. You know, it's probably a very different player than Reggie Miller. But I guess they play the same position. Right?
No, it's the other way around. They probably have a pretty good amount in common with their game, but they play different positions. Because Trey's a point guard. Reggie's not. Reggie's a shooting guard or small forward.
I don't know the difference between the two guards. Why do I feel like Atlanta isn't as hyped this year about football? About the Falcons? Well, because we lost Julio. And because they've been dog shit in the last 2 years, right?
Yeah, they've underperformed.
I mean, they've been awful. So expectations are low. You have a new coach.
Yeah,
I'm sure Gary would agree with all these.
It's all trip.
Statements. Kyle Pitts, I hope he is a Hall of Famer one day.
That'd be a nice little pickup, wouldn't it?
For Atlanta to finally get one in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get a lot of them. I feel like they've had a lot of chances. But the draft is kind of like that almost.
Yeah, you know? It's a whole bunch of wild cards.
I mean, they got Matt Ryan.
They sure did.
Lucky them.
Mm-hmm.
Third Calvin. Pick. They got Calvin Ridley. I would have loved to see Calvin and Julio. Would you rather Hawks finals appearance? Yes, I would.
Yeah,
because the Falcons have went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Hawks are much closer. The Falcons, I just don't know how they're going to turn around.
I don't think they're ready.
You know, whatever their record was last year, 4-12 or 5-11.
Yeah, something like that.
Bullshit. We're just getting spanked. But I still like Matt Ryan.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, he's been a great quarterback for the Falcons. Definitely the best in the history of the Falcons, you know, and yeah. But, you know, my observations were that he was not getting the blocking that he needed to even get the ball out. Does that mean they need a mobile quarterback? I don't necessarily think so because, I mean, I think they're not even doing the bare minimum.
Right.
At offensive line.
Right. That's really unacceptable. I wonder if it was like,
let's see, what else is there, Mike? I thought I got some pretty good thoughts, but Gold's Gym is overrated for what I want now. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there was a convenient 24-hour gym, though, that I drove to for a year and a half without a driver's license, illegally, risking my life to work out.
Yeah, all for the gains.
All for the gains. First night I got that membership, my grandma taking me there early in the day. Then we stopped at a GNC. And they had M5 on clearance, and it was expired, and it was, like, way cheap. And it was the nastiest. Cherry limeade was the flavor, I think. The nastiest fucking pre-workout ever. But god damn, did that shit work good. And so I knew they were 24 hours, but I didn't know they closed at 9 p.m. on Friday. So I get there about 9:10 p.m. I've taken my pre-workout. I'm geeking, but they're closed, so I got to go back home.
Yeah.
You know, saunter down. Not saunter. What would that word close to that? Simper.
To describe what?
A temperature? Is your cooler temperature
now? Oh, like simmer?
Simmer.
Yeah.
Simmer, that's it.
Simmer down.
Simmer down!
I was like, what are you talking about right now?
Every gym should be 24/7. I kind of agree with you. I would love for that.
That would be great.
But logistically, I just don't know if it's possible. Could you imagine how crazy LA could get in certain places at 3 a.m. with nobody there?
It would get lit.
It might get lit.
Their cleanup bill would be so high.
Even if you had one person at the desk, what the fuck are they going to do?
Right.
You're going to get their ass beat. They talk to the wrong people the wrong way. You know what I'm saying, Mike? Let's see. What else has occurred in the news?
Nassib. Carl.
Carl Nassib? Mm-hmm. Oh. Came out as gay.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there's been other gay NFL players. Why was his significant?
Because he's active.
Okay, Michael Sam was active.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't.
No. He never made a full squad.
Let's see.
He never played a regular season game.
Are you sure?
Yeah. He played preseason.
Gotcha.
And he never made a final squad.
Well, I feel confident that was not based on the fact that he was gay.
The more I've researched into it to like actually look at, you know, what he did pre-draft, like, I get it. He was just a perfect, because he was, that season, he was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. But if you looked at his peripherals, if you looked at, like, his physical traits, you know what I mean? Like, it was
a low average for NFL.
Yeah. Like, he was short for his position. He could only play one line position, defensive line position.
Yeah.
So he wasn't versatile. His hands were not much bigger than mine. His, like, 40 was really slow.
Yeah.
So all he had was, like, all he had was his stats. And everything else was in question. So he's like, basically, yeah, we see that you are fantastic at this level, but we don't think you can translate it to the NFL.
Well, he didn't prove it in practice. I'm sure he had the chance.
Yeah. And so that was, I think, though, that was like the final stone, right? Or the final straw. Was okay. That there's already so many questions about this guy. Like, is he going to be able to do this? Is he going to, you know, be worthwhile?
I definitely think...
Is it worth, like, the media attention that they would get?
Yeah, I think...
You know, like, everything
else... It was less about that, maybe, than people think. I think, like, the Patriots not keeping Tim Tebow... Like, the media attention the Patriots would have got if they kept Tim Tebow when he tried out for them...
Yeah.
...was bigger than, I believe, the attention Michael Sam would have got.
Right.
Especially now... You know, you're not going to suddenly see where the NFL is so accepting.
Right.
Like, where it's like, everyone in the NFL is like, me. But you will see a lot more players come out.
Yeah.
Because I think most people, especially the younger the league gets, the less they will care. So, it'll just get better and better.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was gay. He was pretty good on Hard Knocks a few years ago.
Yeah.
But that's good.
Yeah, no, I think that's the important thing. Is it's like, there's all these people who have come out after the fact.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's like, all right, well, that takes away the argument or whatever that, like, a gay guy can play in the NFL. Right? Like, is
why wouldn't he be able
right.
to?
Right. Or, like, that they would not be able to, that a locker room would be completely disrupted by one, right? So that is... Like, we don't need to establish that. But where it's important is how people react to him in the NFL.
I don't think they'll mind.
Well, I hope not. I hope not.
I know there's always going to be some jackasses
right.
everywhere.
Sure. And fans will be the same way.
And fans... Well, there's a lot of jackasses that are fans. But
yeah.
They can fall into the jackass category, not the majority. So,
right.
Of course, there's going to be that. But I think he'll be... You know, I think he'll be accepted.
Yeah.
I truly think so.
Well, I mean, yeah. So. All you can do is hope. And, you know.
I don't think the NFL would tolerate it. Because the NFL, they are pretty good at keeping up with the times as much as they can. You know, they're on the forefront on a lot of things. And I think that they will not tolerate it. They will have it penalized if it's, you know, they've been penalized for cussing.
Yeah.
They say slurs, you know, gay slurs and stuff to gay players. I think that's definitely going to be a penalty. And sure. then you're going to get that label, possibly, of a, you call that a bigot, I believe.
I think.
Regardless. So, it's just going to continue to get better. I'm sure there's been a lot of gay NFL players that have been really good. There's been a lot of gay people that have been athletes.
Yep.
You know, it's just ludicrous. You know, if you don't support gay people and their life choices, then frankly, no one gives a shit, you know.
Right. That just makes you an asshole.
If, you know, if you don't, then just know that you are in the minority. Society, you know, you're in the minority.
Right.
You know, if you're, you know, I'm not going to go on a rant against religion because it could turn into that.
Oh, yeah.
And I would love to do it, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, how much time you got?
I ain't going to do it.
Plenty, but not going to be spent this way.
So that was good. Carl Nassib.
Yeah.
From Syracuse.
Yep.
Let's see. Have you heard anything about Trump?
No, I see. Wait, died yet? No. He was doing a circuit, though. I think
he's doing a circuit.
Yeah.
Look, he's having the time of his life. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he knows he's old as fuck. You know.
What? Yeah.
He is having. What more does this do?
What does this prove?
Right. He shouldn't have to survive another bankruptcy. So he probably doesn't have that stress. He knows he has to build himself back up again.
Right.
You know, because he's done that many times. So no Trump news. Any Biden news? What has Biden been saying?
I can't keep track of
saw a video where he was doing curls.
Oh, yeah.
Is that real?
I think it... I don't know. I can see it being real.
I mean, the weights, I don't think the weights, if it were him, they were like 30-pound dumbbells.
Yeah, or 20 or something. I don't know. I was like, that's a bit much for him.
No chance. And Trump will probably run again. There's no way in hell he's getting elected, though. Hopefully by 2024, there's something in place that's blocking him from running. But I see that to be kind of unlikely, to be honest with you. What do you like about training with the conjugate system?
I like switching up the workouts a bit.
Yeah.
I like being able to choose different modalities.
Yeah.
Different pieces of equipment.
Yeah. Keeps it more stimulating.
Yeah. I like doing different parts of the body twice a week.
And you would be called, I think, what kind of athlete that requires a lot of stimulus? There's a name for it.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't remember either. There were terms that Charles Poliquin would use. So you would be, I think it was, I'll remember it eventually, but it might not be tonight.
Okay.
But what do you call it when you're like outgoing and talkative?
Chatty, garrulous.
Neither of those.
Outgoing.
Neither of those. I don't know. I might remember it.
Okay.
Regardless, you would be classified as that. You need high stimulus as an athlete.
Yeah.
You know, it's not everyone's like that. And that's another way that the conjugate system can, you know.
Extroverted.
Yes, that is it. Okay. That is it. I don't know who that is, but that's a smart man.
An extroverted athlete?
Yes. That's the term Charles Poliquin would use to describe athletes that needed more stimulus. Right. I don't know. I'd love to see them bring some charges. Because fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah. Not his biggest fan.
Rudy Giuliani really got disbarred.
Yeah.
For what, exactly?
Well, I don't know if it was disbarred, but he can't practice in New York anymore, so wow. Same difference, I feel like.
Perhaps.
No, I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of it was like how he participated in some spreading of misinformation for political gain.
I'm surprised he would be held accountable for that.
Well,
is it a new age?
Maybe.
It's a new age. Wouldn't that be nice? Age.
If there's some level of accountability.
Right.
Instead of just passing the buck.
Let's see. Anything else you can that has happened that you think we can touch on? Any other requests from the gallery? Any questions answered today? Anything that you've wanted to know your whole life?
Everyone asks this.
That is a great question.
But Eddie Hall versus Thor predictions.
Man, I could see Eddie being very aggressive and gassing out. And if Thor can hold on,
yeah,
then he'll probably be okay because he's actually trained to box. And his conditioning looks really good.
Yeah, he probably played defense for a while.
Yeah, so I'm going to say Thor by decision.
Yeah, that's not a bad prediction.
Does anyone want to bet against me? Bet against me. Everyone here is our witness. Venmo will be the payment method. Are we legally allowed to bet on
tennis? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know
the rules. That could be a gray area. Message me on Instagram. How many rounds did it go? It goes full distance. It goes to the cards, to the judges.
Mm-hmm. 15.
I doubt it'd be 15. I don't think they do 15. 12. They don't. Yeah, it probably won't even go 12. It's just an exhibition. It's not the heavyweight championship.
Well, it was by body weight. It's heavier than that.
Wow, they would get torn up by Deontay Wilder. Oh, that'd be crazy to watch. Or especially, what's his name? The British boxer. The heavyweight champion right now.
Oh, the
Gypsy King.
The Gypsy, yeah. Nick Fury?
Tyson Fury. Nick Fury.
Nick Fury is...
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, Tyson Fury.
Eddie has fast hands. Look, I believe he does, and I think he's going to come out... And he's going to throw a lot of punches, but they're not. None of them are going to be that hard or really land. And they might. You never. All it takes is one lucky punch. But yep. Yeah,
I don't think they're necessarily interested in knocking each other out.
I don't think they're going to have that kind of veracity to knock each other out.
Yeah,
unless it's by accident.
It's kind of like an all-star game.
If you look at knockouts, a lot of time. You know, it's very strategic. You know, you break a guy down, and then bam.
Yeah.
You know, you do have the haymakers out of nowhere, but...
It'll probably be a lot like the last, the Logan Paul fight?
Where it's like... to Mayweather?
Mayweather, yeah. Or like Mayweather, that. Like, saw that he fucking had him. And he was holding... It looked like in screenshots, he was holding the guy up. You know? There'd be no need to wrap up, and he just started wrapping him up.
Because well, that's Mayweather's up. Defense.
No, but I don't think he needed to play defense. I think he already had the guy on the ropes at this point. And I think he kind of kept him up. Because I think he wanted to go the distance.
Do you know how wealthy Floyd Mayweather Jr. is?
Very.
I just get a piece of it. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
He probably doesn't need a trainer, but...
But if he did...
You know, I would love to train someone notable. That is like someone very wealthy that could afford to pay me a fair price for my knowledge. And really get an immersive experience if needed. I believe it could be highly beneficial, especially, you know, in the beginning to be... I like things to be more... You know, things are... more intense in the beginning, and then you it's almost like a training camp.
Yeah.
And then, like, I feel like I'm in training camp right now with my training because my body got so tight. You know, it hurts after I train.
Yeah.
But it should go away after about 3 weeks to a month. And when you haven't trained.